Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Have Auntie Janet?
Yes, good evening. Good evening.
And Hubert's mom.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Hubert, you can pick up reading and numbers.
Okay, numbers 22, verse 21. Balaam got up in the morning.
Excuse me, can you speak a little louder, Hubert?
Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princess of Moab. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, she turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat her to get her back on the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between two vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed it close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat her again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat her with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If I have had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times?" "I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now. But I would have spared her. Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back." The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but speak only what I tell you." So Balaam went with the princess of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the Moabite town on the Arnon border, at the edge of his territory. Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not send you an urgent summons? Why didn't you come to me? Am I really not able to reward you?" "Well, I have come to you now," Balaam replied, "but can I say just anything? I must speak only what God put in my mouth." Then Balaam went with Balak to Terah Huzah. Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep and gave some to Balaam and the princes who were with him. The next morning, Balak took Balaam up to Bemoth Baal, and from there he saw part of the people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. that Reed and Hubert. Looks like we had a couple of callers to call in. Let's see, Auntie Betty. I'm sorry, is that Auntie Betty?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. And Auntie Carrie.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'll do a roll call. I have Hubert, Mom, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and myself. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Okay. Lord, we praise you. We come to you once again for our family, the Nellon Family Prayer Line today, and we ask that you bind this line and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you. And we open up, and we, Lord, we ask you to open up all our heart to receive your spirit. Help us to actually listen to your word and guide our mind to accept the teaching. And for us to seize the moment that we stand together today, in your precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, for the blessing of the prayer line, Mom. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program. I will start with Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalm 103. The goodness of the Lord, the goodness and mercy of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who heals. Who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with love and kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor regarded us according to our iniquity. And we praise and thank you, Lord, for your wonderful mercy and your awesome kindness. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Janet, for that reading out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, 13 verses. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandment. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with all thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall the barn be filled with plenty, and the press shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that find wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, okay. I'm coming out of Matthew 22:34-40. It says, great commandment. Many people don't mind giving God a little, and some are willing to give him a bit more. Others are even willing to give him a great deal. But God commands us to give him all. Everything, not just everything, not just all of our headache or heartache, trouble or sorrow. God wants our gifts, talent, intelligence, skill, and will. When we bring him our all, he will do for us what he did with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. He'll bless us and multiply what we have and what we give. He bestows purpose and meaningful upon our lives. He calls us to be men among men and women among women. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. We did have another call to join in with us. That Aunt Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen, amen. Okay, next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all my, excuse me, y'all. Behold, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you said you passed?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Hubert, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Micah
fourth chapter, starting in 6.
I'm sorry,
day,
where are you coming from?
Michael.
Okay, Michael.
Okay. Let me speak first. And that day, declared the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exile, and those I have brought free. I will make the lame a remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forever. As for you, O watchtower of the flock, O stronghold of the daughter of Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your counselor perished? That pain sees you like that of a woman in labor? Wither in agony, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. But now many nations are gathered against you. They say, let her be defiled. Let our eyes gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan. He who gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. For I will give you horns of iron. I will give you hoops of bronze. And you will break to pieces many nations. You will devote their ill-gotten gain to the Lord. Their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Micah. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with praise. For the Lord is great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deepest place of the earth. The screech of the hill is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand from the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today you will hear his voice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Angela and family, Mother May, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, the Laitler family, the Allen family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Franklin family, the Ross family, Essie May and family, Charlie and family, Jessica Kendrick and family, Ruth Edwards, the Johnson family, the Williams family, McClure family, Thomas family, Simmons family, Peters family, Jarrell and family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Cody family, the Moody family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moore family, Reverend Slappy and family, Vanessa and family, Brian, the Brown family, Dwight Tawana and family, Jenny and family, Marie daughter-in-law, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Father God, we ask that you help our sick end to be brought out of darkness and with the marvelous light. Help us to be strong and depend on you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins, and allow them to hear your precious voice in Jesus' name. And allow others to see the work that you perform in our sick and shut-ins. And Heavenly Father, we plead the blood over our sick and shut-ins to make them whole again. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. We're honoring birthdays. Looking at for the week of November 4th through the 10th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
I think Stanley is on the field. Anybody know what
is it? Andy?
No, Stanley. Stanley. That's him.
Stan.
Okay, now go back.
On the field.
I have Jonathan Dixon, the ninth.
Jonathan?
Dixon, the ninth. Yes.
On the ninth? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read Angela.
Okay. All right. Well, the birthdays that we do have, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Many, many more.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Okay, all right. Now we have reached the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. I'll just go down the list. If you have something else to share, please do so, if not, just say pass, and I will start with Auntie Betty.
Yes?
The praise report testimony song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, and I have a praise report, plus I'm going to read a poem.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. I thank God I was a queen for the day. I would celebrate 82 years.
Amen.
And all my grand was four generations of family was there. I had about 30 or more people at the dinner. We had good food.
Amen.
And we did had good fun. And we had, they gave me good money. So you know that always good.
Amen.
So I just was the queen for the day, and I thank God for it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. Great. Beautiful.
I'm gonna read this. I'm reading this poem. It said, "Thank you note. I tried to make a total list of all God gift to me. But I soon stopped because I saw it went on endless. The gift he gave are many more than I could ever say. His love as well cannot be bound and guide me every day. I also know that blessing comes not just with joy and gain. At times quite unexpected, they are part of trial and pain. I need to have an open heart whatever life may bring. Oh, let me magnify the Lord and let my praises ring. I did not write the literature. To this I have confessed, but I give thanks to Jesus Christ, and I know that I am blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Miss Queen, for a day. Hallelujah. And for that beautiful poem, the thank you note. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, next I'll go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be reading from John 14, start at the 15th verse. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because he neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me. And I am in you. Whoever has my command and obeys him, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of John. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news? I'm sorry. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to say to surrender to prayer. God grant me to surrender to the thing I cannot change, courage to change the thing that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, the Serenity Prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, next I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report for my daughter. She's doing well.
Amen.
She's walking around. They're going to the rehab, but they hadn't sent her so far yet. So they're going to send her to rehab. So I just thank God for all of you, all the prayers and thoughts and whatever, you know, you had in mind from her and us. And everything is going well. My mind is tired, but I'm so sad today.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. You've come a long way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is
thank
good.
You. Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry, Mom. You just had the praise report?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right. I thought you said something else. My bad. Okay, thank you for that, sharing that praise report with us, Mom. Next I have Auntie Marie. Are you... Do you have anything to share, or you just want to be a listener tonight?
Just a listener.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I was going to read the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They are prepared a table before my, in the presence of my enemies. They are anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the 23rd song, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my book of praise. It says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I am so thankful, Lord God, that you don't hold a pair of scales, and that you can pile up enough good work to outweigh my sins, my failures, my unworthiness, that it's all by grace through faith. What an incentive to live a life that pleases you, that brings you joy and good, that brings you joy and not grief. I greatly rejoice in you, Lord. My soul exalts in you, for you have clothed me with the garment of salvation. You have wrapped me with the robe of righteousness and beauty, as a bridegroom dressed for his wedding, and as a bride adorned for her jewels. Lord God, I thank you that you not dealt with me according to my sin, neither have you watered me according to my iniquity. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your loving kindness toward me, because I love and I see you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed my transgressions from me. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Lord, I do fear you, and I thank you for your love and your compassion. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And I would just like to thank all of you for your prayers for my sister Angela. She is doing much better. She's having to go to rehab to learn how to walk all over again. But she's been getting around pretty well with her walker, and every day is a good day for her. So she's getting better and better by the day. Praise God. And we thank you all for your prayers. And you with your prayers.
Amen.
Is there anything anyone would like to share before we do the closing prayer? Okay.
I will do the opening prayer next Sunday.
Who is this?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty,
okay.
You
want to
do the opening prayer?
Yes.
Man.
On next Sunday.
Okay. Anybody else want to volunteer for something? We have a closing prayer, and we have the reading out of Numbers. They still open. If you change your mind through the week, just give Mom a shout out.
Amen.
All right. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we come once more again, and we just want to thank everybody that participated in this evening prayer. And we just bless you, and we give God the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, bless Israel and other nations. Bless our schools and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
From the Nellis family, we pray that you all have a blessed week. Remember to put on your full suit of armor daily. Protection from your enemy. Good night. Have a blessed week.